So one of the noblest things a person could do is to make a shidduch and to be involved in creating shidduchim. My mother spends her time with YU Connects, making shidduchim and how great it is, and how many shidduchim they've made, and other organizations that spend time. They have these Shabbatons, you have these connections. So how do you make shidduchim? Okay, well, what about on Shabbos? So a lot of these organizations have these meet and dine and meets and meet and greets and hotel Shabbatons. The question is, are you allowed to make shidduchim on Shabbos? Are you, as a shadchan, allowed to set people up? Or are you allowed to even date on Shabbos if the purpose is for marriage? Maybe to come to a resolution of if you want to go further. Are machatenisters allowed to meet with each other to sit down and discuss final details to make a shidduch? Mutter or aser? So the Gemara in Shabbos says the famous line that we know from Zmiros, right? L'shade chabanos. The Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel, it is permitted to be meshadech the tinokes on Shabbos. And in fact, that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Vav Vav, that cheftze shamayim mutra v'daber behem. There are some things you're not allowed to discuss on Shabbos, but if it has to do with tzedakah type things, could go in cheshbono shel mitzvah, make calculations for mitzvah. The gabayim need to figure out how much, to auction off a leo, or the gabayim have to figure out how much fundraising they're going to have to do. With so tzedakah, to give to aniyim tzedakah, tell the poor person, don't worry, I raise money for you for Pesach, or whatever, for Yom Tov Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, etc., etc. U'shadech hatinok, which Mishnah Berurah changed it to tinokes, le'aris. You're also allowed to set up shidduchim. U'amdo sefer omnis, or you could hire a rebbe or a teacher for your child to on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch with one caveat. V'davka v'daber imrotza v'staker. Sounds like it's talking about the case of the hiring a rebbe. You're only allowed to set up with him, yeah, I need a rebbe for my son, I'm willing to pay for it, will you become the rebbe? But aval l'sachro, o hazgir lo skum maos usser. To say, I'm willing to pay $20 an hour, and I need you every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday for an hour from 7 to 8, that sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, that already would be forbidden. So again, Shulchan Aruch is a little bit unclear. Mishnah Berurah points out, well, we have an earlier machlokas in the Ramah, two opinions. If even for issues that have to do with Shamayim, like important mitzvah issues, are you allowed to get into the nitty-gritty of the cash? Shulchan Ramah brought down two opinions. One opinion says mutter, one opinion says forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear that when it comes to talking about money, or the language is l'sachro or l'hazkir l'skum, to rent someone to be a Rebbe, even though it's a holy endeavor, and the fact that you're renting him and setting a price is forbidden. Says the Be'er Halacha, well, let me ask you a question, says the Be'er Halacha. Let's say I want to hire him, but I don't want to give him a price. In other words, I'm in shul, and I see my buddy over there is willing to be a Rebbe for my kid, be tutor my son. So I say to him, look, I need you 3 days a week for an hour, I'll pay you. The guy goes, how much? You say, Shabbos Nishkaret, right? And we can't talk about those details on Shabbos. Permitted or forbidden? Says the Be'er Halacha, unclear. Because Shulchan Aruch left you a little bit hanging. He said, Dafka v'daber imrotza v'staker. It was only permitted if you want to tell him, I need you. Avol v'sachro, to hire him, u'hazkir v'oskum, and to set a price, that was forbidden. Well, let's say you only do one of those two. You hire him, but you don't set a price. That the Be'er Halacha says he's not sure. Preferable to be machmir. Okay, that's the background. Now we come to our features presentation. Can you have a women's shidduch? Could be men also, but I've never heard of a men's shidduch group, unfortunately. It's only the women. Can you have a women's shidduch group that meets Shabbos afternoon? What are they going to do at the shidduch group? They're going to sit around and, have resumes in their hands, and they're going to, yentish. Can't say it on a tape. Yeah, they'll be yentish for an hour, and they'll pass around names, and they'll give ideas. This girl for this guy, this girl, and hopefully something will come of it. They're obviously not going to make any phone calls on Shabbos, but they're going to come up with some concrete concrete suggestions for 5 or 10 people. Mutter, usser, based on what we just said.
Mutter.
Don't be shy.
Mutter.
Why not? Is there any cash involved?
No.
Is there any business deals? No. No one's charging. And if they are charging, they're not discussing the charging for the Shadchanis. Said, I would have said it's mutter. I'm going to read you a wild chaznish. Yeah, wild chaznish. You can't get better than this. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we heard that one time you had a conversation about the chaznish about this topic. Listen to the story. Pamachas, says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I was speaking with the chaznish b'shabbos al shidduch. Now, presumably, that's our case. The chaznish and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky were making a shidduch. They're not talking about money. They're talking about a shidduch, it sounds like, okay? There was maybe a suggestion for someone's daughter, etc. But Amarli, and the chaznish said to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, b'shabbos? Question mark. Yeah? On Shabbos? Sha'alti, Reb Chaim says, I asked the chaznish, Hare din mafurishu shem mutter b'lo cholik. Based on what you all said, it's mutter. What's the reason why it should be forbidden? It's a Gemara. Amarli, v'havi sefer Mishnah Berurah. Says the chaznish, bring me a Mishnah Berurah. Ayin, he looked at it, v'amar nashir zeh l'achar Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos. Don't discuss it on Shabbos. He writes in the parentheses, the Sefer I saw called Simcha Le'ish, but it's also in the Archos Rabbeinu. He writes that if you look later on, there seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. And in fact, the Dirshu footnotes, you know, the new Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, points this out as well, believes there's a question. If you look later on in Shin Zion, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that for Tzarchei Mitzvah, it's better not to talk about those things, even Tzarchei Mitzvah on Shabbos. That goes against what we just said now in the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarchein. So it seems like the Chaznish was passing like that later Mishnah Berurah, and that's what they quote in this footnote over here in parentheses. So you got a problem. According to the Chaznish, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't mean to, it's on tape over here, so it's pretty big chumrah. It would come out, it's usher to have shidduch meets, or shadchanim having shidduch meetings on Shabbos, even if no cash is discussed, nothing is done, because presumably the reason is because it's going to lead to mekach u'memker, it will lead to some deals, and therefore it's something which is not Shabbosic, it falls under the violation of Dabar Dabar. No, you disagree? That's what the Chaznish says, huh?
It doesn't mean he was mapping on himself.
Could be it's just a chumrah for himself, but the Mishnah Berurah that he's quoting on later on seems to indicate that Dabar Dabar is usher even for Tzarchei Mitzvah. So I got a problem. I don't know. The Minhag Olam seems to be not like that. So let's assume it's mutter. Now let's take the next step. So you're passing in Kenegadis Chaznish, the Pashtus is it's mutter. Okay, now you have another problem. Are you allowed to... Okay, so the women sitting around in a shidduch group seems to be A-okay. Fine. But what about, can you be gomer a shidduch? Can you finish up the deal? So you have a boy and girl, can you propose, I guess is the best way to say it. Can you propose on Shabbos? Or can the Chassidish world, can the Machatenisters meet and, you know, decide that we're going to do a kinyan over here? You know, we're going to, I don't know, drink a l'chaim or raise a, I don't know, do whatever you do, raise tanaim or something like that, raise an ad, whatever it is. Do something to make a kinyan to seal the shidduch. Mutter asr on Shabbos. No money is being discussed at this point. Still, seemingly, it's unclear because a kinyan is being done. So for this, we have a machlokas as well. The Kaf HaChaim says it's usr unless you just do a handshake. Any actual kinyan of raising something, a kinyan, is not a problem. You shake hands, that's okay. However, if Hafarnes in the Mekadesh Yisrael, I saw, says, well, wait a second. That's a pretty big chumrah. And he says it depends. He makes a very fine distinction. He says this Kaf HaChaim, maybe he's only talking about a case where there's an idunya involved. But maybe he's moded al etzem kishrei shiduchin mutter v'kabo kinyan. I think etzem kishrei shiduchin means what? I guess to agree that you're going to go further. No money involved, no nidunya, it's just agreement. According to the Rav HaFarnes, that would be mutter as well. Finally, we go to our final question. What about what you're all waiting for? Cash. Can you talk about, can the machatenisters meet and decide. And someone once told me there's numbers for it, right? No, anyone who's in the parish with their grandkids getting married, what's it called, like 10-4, 10-11-3? There's like numbers that you commit to. It's how many months in kol for how many salary. There's numbers. And I never had that with mine. Well, I said, no, maybe I should have done that. I should have learned these beforehand. But there's numbers in some neighborhoods where you have to know the numbers, and you know the numbers. So you had to talk about these numbers on Shabbos. I'm going to support your kid for this long, and then the shidduch will go through. Mutter or usser. Based on what we said, sounds like it's a problem, because then now already you're talking about money. So for this, you have a huge machlokas as well. The Kaf HaChaim said, well, if the kids didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Peruravu yet, maybe there's room to be mako. Unclear exactly what the basis of that would be, because you are discussing money. I'm not sure. I saw in Rabbi Yashiv, that same sefer that quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, quotes from Rabbi Yashiv like this. He says, you're allowed to talk about Shidduchim on Shabbos. Af bin yonek chaspim hanogim l'shidduch. Even money which is involved in Shidduch, and he brings this from a Sefer Torah says Shidduch. So there you have it. There you're even allowed to talk money about the Shidduch, seemingly connected to Mishnah Berurah, and again Shulchan Aruch. So Vinite Gavriel says, you know why it's different than the case of the Shulchan Aruch? Because that was talking about hiring a Rebbe. When you hire a Rebbe, you're hiring him. That's a purchase. When you make a Shidduch, you know, it's not a purchase. It's a matana. Any nidunya which is changing hands, it's not a business transaction. It's any presence. So to talk about giving presents already, there's more room to be lenient. However, you should know Rev Karp in his Sefer Halacha Shabbos B'Shabbos says talking about money is forbidden. And then I'll tell you one marmakon which you'll like, and then I'll end with the final thing. Rev Sternbach says, you're not allowed to talk about nidunya. You know why he says? Listen to this. Charifus. He says, that's not a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? The shidduch is the mitzvah. Because you want to be sitting kol and milk whatever you can from your in-laws. What type of mitzvah is that? He says, Nadunya is not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. He says, that's your own money involved. The mitzvah is the shidduch. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Money, this was quoted by Shem Reb Sternbach. I don't know, I didn't see him inside from Reb Sternbach. But that's the final thing to do. A separate issue is, are you allowed to daven for shidduchim on Shabbos? That, surprisingly, according to the name of Eliashiv, you're not supposed to. Because it's a bakasha on Shabbos. You're not really supposed to have bakashas on Shabbos. We don't request things on Shabbos. There's a bakasha rabbin, maybe the shidduch crisis. You should daven for the shidduch crisis, not for specific girls. Maybe that's a heter. That's a whole separate chabura. You're allowed to have a bakasha on Shabbos. But it comes out, you'd actually be allowed to set up a girl on Shabbos, but it wouldn't be allowed to be the daven for her that she should get married. That's an interesting chumra. I think it's more academic, a lot of these issues, than lamaisa. Because at the end of the day, you should try to encourage shidduchim, at least talk about ideas, and then hopefully you can make the shidduch Matzei Shabbos. Hopefully the boy and girl will still be there. You could set it up then. Shkoyach.